This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have contributor Alan Minskoff with me, and he's with me for the whole week. Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to this week. It's quite varied.
Okay, and how are you going to start us off?
Well, Monday is a novel called True North by a pretty young writer named Andrew J. Graff, and it's read very, very well by Lincoln Hope.
Well, actually, True North is Andrew Graff's second novel, and Raft of Stars is his first, which was read by, drumroll please, Lincoln Hope.
Oh, see, they clearly have simpatico. And,
they clearly are.
And this got an earphones, and he's an actor and kind of a character actor, I think. He does what the best narrators do, mm-hmm. which is if he's reading an older man, he changes his voice a little bit. And if he's reading a woman, it's slightly different than the men. And that's what you hope, that there'll be some adaptation, some differences. But it's a real interesting listen. It's one of those novels that's about a subject. And the subject in this case is whitewater rafting, where they use that as a metaphor to try and save a marriage. So it's a domestic story, and it's well told, and it's heartwarming. I think Graff is known for that. He does really like all of his characters, and it helps that he likes these two leads, Sam and Swami Brecht. You name somebody Brecht, you better make them likable.
Yeah, I think that's real. I've read reviews about the book, and I've been really intrigued. I think one reviewer, Ron Charles, said Sam is going to remind every woman of her first husband. Which made me laugh.
It is fun.
But he said, you know, the book is so warm-hearted, and you can tell the story because Sam has a lot of self-inflicted catastrophes that happen to him.
He certainly is. He kind of almost sight unseen goes up to this sort of boyhood endeavor of the family. They own this whitewater rafting outfit in northern Wisconsin, and they leave Chicago and go up there, and they clearly don't have enough information. Because by the time they get up there, the place is quite run down. And his uncle, Chip, who is this really loving giant of a man who's been running this, but not paying so much attention to the business. He's a river lover. And he's kind of like those people who have that one passion. And his is whitewater river rafting. And he's very good at it, but not so good at the business, not so good at taking care of stuff. And so it has that sort of setup where things are not going to go as well as you hope. And yet it all turns out pretty well in the end. I should mention that what Hope does extremely well and what is the most unique and powerful part of the writing is an adrenalized rafting sequence. You're just enraptured by it.
Oh,
I mean, and they do it very well. And, you know, that's a very high adrenaline sport. And they do that sequence extremely well.
I've only done whitewater rafting like two or three times in my life, and oh my God, how I loved it.
It's really fun. And of course, I live in a state in Idaho where there's some great whitewater rafting.
Should we hear a little bit?
Yes, let's hear about it. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. This is True North by Andrew J. Graff, and it's read by Lincoln Hope.
The truth was, Swami didn't want to feel frightened again the way she had their first morning in. She didn't trust Woodchuck or Sam's uncle. She needed time. The quiet of the campground helped. After the whirlwind of preparation and arrival, it felt good to sleep late with the kids and walk to the beach for a morning swim. She and the kids spent their days exploring the edges of the lake and dirt paths through the woods.
Now, it's interesting because in this excerpt, there's such a deliberate pacing to his voice, which I have to assume picks up exponentially in the rafting sequences.
Entirely different in the rafting sequences. Yeah. And in some of the other kind of, you know, there's some dialogue between sort of antagonistic folks, and he does that very, very well. And there's even some sort of community battles over a big mining company who wants to buy up all the land. So he's kind of setting his pace, and this sort of more descriptive piece that we were given is not quite the same as the others.
Mm-hmm. He did a really good job with Raft of Stars, and he also narrated Tom Brokaw's book, Never Give Up.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's got, I like his style.
And he has a good voice for that. I mean.
And what I so appreciate is this character, Chip, who's very important in the plot and is the uncle of Sam. And he changes his voice just enough. He makes it a little gruffer, a little deeper, a little older. And it really, you just sit back and go, yeah, that's what that guy would sound like. And I think that's very satisfying in an audiobook.
Yeah, I agree. I like that a lot. I mean, because it just enables the movie in your mind to become that much more vivid.
Truly does.
Yeah. Okay, you're off to a good start with True North by Andrew J. Graff, read by Lincoln Hope. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow, Alan.
And I look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that produces award-winning and best-selling titles, including those from Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. For more information and to see Dreamscape's entire catalog, visit dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.